Triathlon training is most effective when guided by performance testing rather than generic mileage or time targets. Performance testing is a systematic evaluation of an athlete's physical capabilities, including endurance, strength, power, and efficiency. It measures key indicators such as VO2 max, lactate threshold, cycling power output, running mechanics, swim technique, and strength or flexibility limitations. The central argument is that objective data allows triathletes to train more intelligently, improve weaknesses, preserve strengths, and reduce injury risk. The main benefits of performance testing are personalization, injury prevention, objective progress tracking, efficient use of training time, and a psychological advantage. A data-based plan is tailored to an athlete's current fitness, goals, and limitations, rather than relying on one-size-fits-all programs. Monitoring metrics such as running form, cycling power, and muscle balance can reveal early risk factors for overuse injury. Regular testing also provides measurable milestones, which help maintain motivation and confirm whether training is producing real adaptation. To incorporate performance testing into triathlon training, the article recommends a structured process. First, establish a baseline through a comprehensive assessment. This baseline becomes the reference point for future progress. Second, set SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Third, develop a periodized training plan with a coach or qualified professional, using performance data to guide phases of progressive overload, recovery, and tapering. Fourth, schedule regular assessments, typically every 6 to 12 weeks, depending on the training phase and goals. Fifth, analyze the results after each test and adjust the training plan accordingly. Key performance metrics include VO2 max, which reflects aerobic capacity and endurance potential, lactate threshold, which helps determine optimal training intensities and race pacing, running mechanics, including stride length, cadence, and ground contact time, cycling power output at different intensities, swim stroke efficiency and split times, and strength and flexibility assessments. Each metric provides specific information. VO2 max and lactate threshold guide aerobic and threshold training, while technique and strength data reveal inefficiencies or imbalances that can slow performance or increase injury risk. Once data is collected, training should be adjusted in several ways. Intensity can be modified based on lactate threshold and VO2 max improvements. Volume can be increased or decreased to promote adaptation without overtraining. Technique can be refined through drills targeting running form, pedaling efficiency, or swim stroke. Strength and flexibility work can be added to correct imbalances. Periodization can also be adjusted, such as extending a base building phase or shortening a taper, based on how the athlete is responding. The article emphasizes that performance testing should be part of a continuous process, not a one-time event. Consistency in tracking data helps identify trends over time. Working with a coach or exercise professional is important because they can interpret the data and make informed adjustments. Recovery should also be monitored through metrics such as heart rate variability and subjective fatigue, ensuring the athlete is not overtraining. A holistic approach is necessary. Nutrition, hydration, sleep, and stress management all influence performance and must be considered alongside testing results. The critical takeaway is that triathlon success depends on a strategic, data-driven approach. Simply swimming, cycling, and running is not enough. Performance testing reveals what an athlete can currently do, where they are lacking, and how to improve most effectively. It transforms training from guesswork into a targeted process. By using objective data to guide intensity, volume, technique, recovery, and periodization, triathletes can train more efficiently, reduce injury risk, build confidence, and reach their full potential.